by Eddie Murphy in 1985. Former Los Angeles Rams running back Todd Gurley and linebacker Clay Matthews have accused the Los Angeles Rams of not making payroll. Gurley and Matthews were both released earlier this month and are owed a combined $11 million to roster bonus payments. They have not received their checks yet, and they made that known today on their individual Twitter accounts. News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Schnucks. One of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting local companies that need help from all of us right now. Local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently, and as a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help, but they can only do that with your help. You, the customer, have to choose those local products in the aisles. Just look for signage that will highlight local items for sale in select stores. We've all been doing a great job of pulling together and supporting our local restaurants and food producers while you're at Schnucks. This is another way you can continue to do that. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532. Tune in to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell of Compass Retirement Solutions, Sunday mornings at 7 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. That's Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday morning at 7. Compass Retirement Solutions is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investments and services offered through Compass Retirement Group, a registered investment advisory in Missouri and Illinois.
This is Patrick Kelly, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks Athlete of the Week. Every week, Schnucks and 590 will highlight the story of a local athlete excelling both athletically and academically. Every week, you can vote through Wednesday on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com, and each Friday, the winner's unique story will be told. Voting will then start over the next week when a new athlete of the week is chosen. Check it out on 590thefan.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Setley Jewelers offers diamonds, jewelry, and lab-grown diamonds. To learn more about lab-grown diamonds, they have an educational exposé in the store.
When people come in, we can really sit down and show you those differences between a mined diamond and a lab-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are created above the earth instead of mined, but they're chemically and structurally identical as a diamond that has been mined from the ground.
Setley Jewelers in town and country, online at setley.com.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Have you thought about cleaning your home, business, school, or church for coronavirus to ensure our gathering places are clean and safe? Hi, I'm Rich Sikora, Vice President of Mold Solutions. Our biocide and viricide is approved by the EPA to effectively kill coronavirus. Because of what we do on a daily basis, we have the products, equipment, and expertise to successfully clean coronavirus. Here's one of our longtime clients to share his success with Mold Solutions.
This is Rick Tester. I have a 7,000 square foot call center in West County. The Mold Solutions team came in, did a deep clean and disinfectant on our office. They were fast, courteous, took all the precautions necessary to disinfect our office in these uncertain times.
Thanks, Rick. Contact Mold Solutions today at moldstlewis.com and let's help flatten the curve together. That's moldstlewis.com. We have your solution.
God bless America. listen to that, how she can belt it out. And she's dead, for goodness sakes. She still got it. Kate Smith, the late, great, dead Kate Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Playhouse time.
Crazy European sex.
Well, hi now.
Well, are you, Limey, you're the only one who would know about that.
Yep.
It's fun. I mean, we went on this trip. Tim went on it. Dan went on it. I went on it. Bill went on it. But I didn't experience any crazy sex.
You guys are right next to the red light district as well, and nobody got a Monica. I'm sure.
I know. Yeah. An opportunity missed. That's all I can say. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. For a lot of good reasons, they're all on their website. We will come back here in a moment, remind you that they're still there for you, even with this mess.
Hey!
All right, at the control board, 19 years in Great Britain will cause you to speak differently when you come back to your birthplace of America. And you never shake the accent. You don't ever lose it. It's with you. It seems like it's going to be with him forever, but that's okay because you need something to make you different from other people. And that's one of the things that makes this guy different. Of the 1910, he spent in Birmingham, England, where his daddy still resides, his daddy who is also the granddaddy of little Theo. How's that little Theo doing?
He's doing absolutely wonderful. He's gorgeous, he's growing, he's healthy, I'm happy.
It gets better and better and better. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Clevelin is still resting and relaxing and enjoying his residence in Crestwood. He'll be with us here in a little bit. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. They're offering drive-through service only right now. You can make an appointment, though, and get information for home loans, car loans, or other services that they offer, including the CARES Act loans for your businesses. If you, I just kind of went off into left field.
It's just unprofessional.
I veered off.
You just completely forgot, didn't you?
No, I veered off the road. I just went if you need to get to your safe deposit box, all you have to do is ask at the window. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Well, he was a night cook at Denny's. He sold knives door-to-door for Cutco. He was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium and a roller rink DJ. But today he is head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's a man who is able to recover quickly from food poisoning, as he proved today by coming in today after having to bolt out yesterday when he got hit quickly from eating something that he now knows he shouldn't have eaten, and he'll never do that again. And I thought, well, he really was... Crabs and Gurgles was an understatement yesterday, and I thought, I bet he can't set the digital clock. He's so sick. No, I was wrong. He did set it, and then he reset it, and then he checked it. I'm going to check it. It's 519, 39, 40, 41, 42, 519, 43, even the day after food poisoning.
Oh, man.
He's able to make sure you folks have the correct time. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing we shouldn't forget, and we won't, he's a private investigator, Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
A big hello and thank you to the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott, as you heard, appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday here in the 4 o'clock hour to offer free legal advice. And he also runs the board and brings Dan Strauss's coffee while Dan hosts the yard sale every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you have any legal issue in your world, Scott and his team can either handle it for you or recommend an expert in your particular case or cause in either Missouri or Illinois. For a free consultation, email Scott, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
Now, you guys need to help me remember. Next Thursday, remember the caller said, I got an idea. Maybe you can have a listener be part of the trivia thing.
Oh, yeah.
You guys help me remember. Maybe we'll open the phones up next Thursday and we'll let somebody in and see how that goes.
We have
of course,
prizes.
Scott is still hanging around. I think I know what that means. Yeah. He thinks he's going to win. Well, we'll see. Because now we do the round robin thing, making it a little tougher for him.
Oh, it's trivia.
See how it goes.
Yeah,
trivia. He'll probably still win. He's already shown us he can win with that format. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I'll tell you what, Tim, one of the people who was most concerned about you yesterday, believe it or not, was Rat Boy. Rat Boy was very concerned. And he came to me and he said, well, has Tim got the cramps and gurgles? And I said, yeah. And I said, we don't know what's going on. Maybe it's like food poisoning. And he had a suggestion. He said, you know, when things start just like coming apart on the lower end, he claims you can kind of block that stuff up. If you, what is it? You eat the
cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, but he says cheese will block that
cheese.
Up.
Cheese.
Tim,
that's
had the
right,
rumblings right. Yesterday, like not a, the cramps and
like, a cheese enema?
Cheese.
No, not like that. You just eat the cheese.
Oh,
let's not go crazy.
Don't stick it up your butt.
You just, no.
It kind of blocks you down there.
Kind of blocks you a little bit. Yeah, well, thank you, Rad Boy. He appreciates that. It's good to have a friend. Please give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
That would be like a cheese stick or something.
But I hope it's Swiss cheese.
It's a cheese enema.
I can't even believe. Is there any other show that even says the word enema?
No.
I don't think there is. So.
I don't think you can go. You can go up the entire and down the entire AM and FM bands in St. Louis, and you're going to be hard pressed to find an enema discussion. Here, we do that
all the time.
It's life. It's life. We don't avoid life.
Well,
we
sometimes
don't try. What?
Sometimes Camo X does, because their listeners are a lot older and have to give themselves enemas.
Well, you do have a point there. I don't listen, but they may very well have touched on that topic. That's a good point. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, and hopefully your next window. I'd like to add that to the list. Blues, Chiefs, you, the future proud owner of Window World replacement windows, which means you won't have to do it again because they have a lifetime warranty. Once you do it, that's it. It's done. Lifetime warranty, and it really is a real warranty, not one of these sort of they trick you into thinking things are covered. No, everything's covered. Glass breakage, labor, everything, all covered. And the reason they're able to do that is it's pretty tough to mess these windows up, tough to break them. You can knock a baseball through it, that'd break it. But other than that, it's a very tough, very strong window. And I know because I jumped up and down on one, and I watched somebody else do it in the showroom. And if you like, they'll bring one out, and you can do it in your own home. They go, here, jump up and down on this, see if you can break this window. The frame is incredibly strong. This is a very well-made window. Yes, you can pay more for windows. And if you think, well, if I pay more, I'll get a better window. That is not necessarily true. In fact, it's usually not true. You're paying a lot of time for cosmetic things. You know, if you don't want a good, strong vinyl window, and you'd rather have one where the frame of the window is made out of some rare wood that's only found in the, you know, a tree grown in Somalia, whatever. You can pay for that if you want to. You don't have to. Window World. There are lots of reasons they are number one, and you'll find them on their website. If you want to know more, go to Window World St. Louis. I don't want to forget this. Just yesterday, we threw out there, at the suggestion of listener W, he said, anybody wants to donate $1,000, I'll match it 1,000 for 1,000 up to 5,000. 24 hours in, we have two of the 5,000, 1,000 from listener Dan and 1,000 from listener Bill. Let's give it up for these guys. Yeah. 24 hours later, we're 40% of the way there. So thank you, Dan, and thank you, Bill.
Oh, no,
and thank
it's
you.
Don.
I'm sorry, Don. You're right. Sorry. And he already sent me an email, actually. Thank you, Don.
Oh, good.
So between Don and Bill, we're 40% of the way there. So we have 1,000 from Don, 1,000 from Bill, and then 1,000 matching each of those thousands for a grand total of, hold on.
1,000
plus 1,000 times two.
Oh, it's like 8,300.
$8,300.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Ooh. Thank you, Don and Bill and W, of course. Thank you. Linda Tripp is dead at 70.
She's hot.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Not anymore.
She wasn't hot.
Are we going to Bill?
Dan, yes, why'd you have to say something?
No. Of course we're going to Bill. I didn't forget about Bill.
I was
Bill.
Really hoping he had. See, I was going to see how long it took you to remember that we had to do Bill.
I don't forget things.
Right after Mike
In
Evans.
In fact, let me now finish what I was about to say.
Okay. Bill's got a crush on Linda Tripp?
No. I was going to say, Linda Tripp is dead at the age of 70. And more about that after we check in with this guy, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo.
See, I had a plan, and you guys
had it under control.
Messed it up. Sorry. Had it all under control. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by the company I just mentioned, Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want to know more, from Crestwood, Missouri. Just down the road, Bill Cleveland. Bill, I would never, ever forget about you. These guys are mean, and they tried to make it seem like that I just forgot about you. Never happened. Never going to happen.
Yeah.
How are you?
Sounds like Limey wanted you to forget.
It does. I didn't want him to forget about your segment. I just wanted to see how long it would go until he...
No, you wanted that he had forgot. You wanted Bill to be forgotten about. Yeah. That's what you wanted.
Yeah. Limey wanted Charlie Tuna to introduce Bill later.
it's pretty obvious we're going to have trivia, or Scott wouldn't have hung around. So what are we doing today?
We do some trivia, and then we start with a tiebreaker question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This week we're going to go the opposite way, because Tim was complaining last week that he had to follow Scott.
Let me just say one thing. I appreciate you doing that. But even with this newfound strategy that everyone seems to absorb, Scott still wins all the time. And as the Lone Ranger on this subject, I think that the camaraderie between Dan and Limey and Frank and I would be elevated beyond belief if we could all, as a team, figure out a way to beat this monster that enters our studio every Thursday.
Okay?
Team D Frank. Like, if Frank got one, we'd be like, yeah, Frank, way to go, baby. It's and Limey or Dan. I mean, it's like Godzilla versus us peons.
You want us all to take on him?
I want us four Davids to beat Goliath as a team.
Scott, some week down the road.
Yeah, it'll last a real long time, because Monday at 3, you'll be back kniving each other. So it'll last like 15 minutes
Tim,
till Mike
Tim,
Evans most, is done.
most average, normal people, if you did that to them, let's say we all ganged up and did that, most people would go, well, this hurts my feelings. They're all obviously against me. I'm not going to participate anymore.
No.
No, he's not going to do that. No.
It's like then Bruce Lee. Come on, more. Yeah.
He's gonna dig in deeper, and he's gonna go home immediately.
Bring
and start
Charlie
studying.
Tuna in.
That's what would make it funny, is if we did that and he still beat us all combined. It would make it even funnier.
Oh.
Funny to you, maybe. All right, Bill. What are we doing?
It'd be real funny when you don't have a sponsor on Monday. That'd be really funny.
Oh.
Hey,
I take it back.
Nah, you're funny. Enter the dragon.
All right. Here we go. Here is our tiebreaker question, and we begin with Tim. William Henry Harrison served the least amount of time as president of the United States. How many days was he president?
29.
For tiebreaker.
29.
Tim says 29. Scott?
45.
Okay. Wow. Dan?
17.
Okay. Limey?
I'll say 45, because that's what Scott said.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to say 7.
Okay, and Frank?
Boy, 10.
10, okay, there we go. We'll come back to those later. All right, Tim, we begin with you. Question number one. In 1973... Elton John received his first number one hit song in the U.S. What was it?
Dan.
No, we're not doing that way. He just said, Tim, it's for you. Oh, my goodness.
I'll say Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Scott?
Crocodile Rock.
That is correct.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. I'm going to keep scoring.
Who doesn't
my
know
way.
That?
God,
it's an all easy right. one.
Scott, you are up. Here we go. Scott, what Shakespeare play has the famous line, to be or not to be? To be
Hamlet.
Or not to be. That's correct.
Of course. Oh, my goodness.
I was in that play in high school.
Oh.
Wait, hold on a sec. You were in Hamlet?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you remember anything more than to be or not to be? Any
to be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it's nobler in the mind.
No, do it like you did it on stage.
To be or not to be.
Very good.
That is the question. Whether it's nobler in the mind. Something about the slings and arrows.
To suffer the slings
to
and arrows.
To suffer the That's slings
enough.
And arrows.
That's enough for me.
He knows it. Pretty good.
Limey, were you in the play too?
No. I did. I was in Midsummer Night's Dream. That's a different Shakespeare play.
That's how stupid I am about Shakespeare. I thought Hamlet meant like a little ham. We don't need a whole ham. Just give us a Hamlet.
It means a small ham or a very small village. Little Hamlet.
Hamlet.
Mm-hmm. Romeo and Juliet, was that Shakespeare too?
Yep, that was Shakespeare.
And I wish I remember the whole soliloquy. That would have been unbelievable. But
that would have impressed us.
Been in a while.
Okay. Right, let's so now Dan, go to the next question that Scott's going to win the answer to.
He's going to have to go all the way around to win. Dan, this is your question.
Okay.
Who was the first left-handed U.S. president?
Oh, first left-handed U.S. president. Holy moly.
What the hell? Of course, Scott knows.
There haven't been very many.
No. First left-handed. I will... Eisenhower.
That is incorrect. I am sorry. Limey?
Oh, it's me? Yep. I'll say Kennedy.
That is incorrect. Frank?
Okay.
Brilliant. John Adams?
That is incorrect. Tim?
Idiot.
Oh, God. Oh, and Frank's left-handed, too.
Come on, get it. Otherwise, it's going to go back to Scott.
Truman.
Damn it. I'm sorry. That is not correct. Scott?
I don't really know it, but I think it's Jefferson.
Okay, so the good news is Scott did not get a point.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
Oh,
yeah!
See? All right! Yeah! Told you my idea. Yeah. My idea would work.
I think it might.
And the answer is Bill Clinton. He was the first U.S.
president. Get out of town!
That is true. Wow. I was the first. I used my left hand to hold that cigar that I put. Mm-hmm.
You know what you do with the right hand?
Well, that's my business. It was a Hoyle Monterey Excalibur number 2. That was the cigar I used.
Yeah. All right, Limey, it is up to you. Here we go.
Okay.
The name of this car company means to hear. Name of this car company means to hear.
To hear? Is this just an American brand? Or we go? You can't tell me that. Okay.
Oh,
to hear?
Mm-hmm.
Is Kia?
Nope.
All right.
Brilliant.
Frank, go to you.
Audi?
That is correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo. Come on, now.
I thought got that was point. About a belly button.
Got a point.
Done.
An Audi.
Now we go to Frank. Frank, what star is represented by placing a star on top of a Christmas tree?
The North Star.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Tim?
Is it the Northern Star?
No, that is not correct. Scott?
Scott's Jewish.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Orion.
No, Dan?
The Christmas Star.
Good grief.
No, and Limey.
That's what I was going to say, actually. I was going to say the Christmas Star. Was it Mars?
No.
And if the answer is the Star of David, if it's the Star of David, that's the North Star.
No, the Star of Bethlehem. That is the Star.
Oh. But that's the North Star. Star of Bethlehem is the North Star.
Is that even a recognized constellation anymore?
No. And the Star of Bethlehem is the North Star. So I should contest this, but I'm not.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Okay. We'll just say nobody got that one, which no one did. Okay.
Yep, right.
So we now are at Tim. Tim, mm-hmm. Who ordered Atlanta to be burned in 1864?
To be burned?
Neil Young.
Atlanta to be burned?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Napoleon.
Napoleon? No. No, that is not.
Dynamite.
Scott.
Not a relation. Why I can't live in Atlanta.
Oh, here it comes.
General William Tecumseh Sherman, I believe.
I knew it.
That is correct.
Yep. I knew that answer.
You even knew his middle name.
He's buried in the.
This is stupid.
Bell Fountain Cemetery. He's buried in St. Louis.
Scott, can I give you a suggestion to keep people from hating you even more? You don't need to let us know you know his middle name.
Yeah, right.
Tecumseh.
Okay, I'll be a dead horse.
Okay, Billy Sherman.
Billy T. Sherman.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Uncle Billy.
All right. Scott, this is your question. Mm-hmm. What two actors exchanged faces in the movie Face Off?
Come on.
Too easy.
I know this one.
Too easy.
John Travolta. And,
Time's running out. Three, two,
I'm going to get it wrong on purpose.
Time's running out.
No, don't get it wrong on purpose.
You can't get it wrong on purpose, but you're out of time now. Come on.
Yeah, I believe we've run.
Coppola.
Thank you.
Oh, Scott.
Dan. Who's next?
Oh, Travolta, man. And oh my God! I just had it. Nicolas Cage.
Damn it.
Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
There it is.
Wow. You're on the board.
All right, Dan.
You're on the board.
I just went.
Scott 3, team 2.
Current scores: okay, Tim 0, Scott 3, Dan 1, Limey nothing, me 1.
Okay. Dan, if you are a Youper, what state are you in?
Youper?
What now?
Or I guess I should say, what state do you live in if you are a Youper?
A Youper? Utah.
I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Utah?
That is incorrect.
Idiot.
Wow, I forgot that was a state.
Limey.
Youper?
Hmm?
I'll say North Dakota?
Nope. All Frank? Right.
Repeat the question. If you're a Youper, what state do you live in?
That is correct.
Wow, what a weird.
Yeah, like a Missourian or something. Is that what they're?
A Youper, right. Youper.
A Hoosier is Indian.
Pennsylvania, I don't know.
No, that is incorrect. Tim?
Utah?
Dan already said that.
Oh.
It's the same answer.
I don't listen to the show. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, it's wrong again. It's wrong twice.
All right. Scott?
My home state of Michigan. The Upper Peninsula.
It is the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. That is
this is ridiculous. Okay. You know what?
Come on.
He grew up there, though.
Why? I grew up there.
He grew up
Upper
in Michigan.
Upper Tecumseh, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. All right. A couple more here. Next up is, I can't remember.
Limey.
Limey, is it you?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. All right, Limey. What current superstar pop singer began her career as a Christian singer named Katherine Hudson?
Katy Perry.
That is correct.
You are on the board. There are no more. Well, yes, there's 1-0, and that would be 10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her dad's a preacher, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Frank, what did Mary Poppins do for a living?
She was a nanny, I guess. I don't know.
Made umbrellas.
That is correct. She was a nanny.
And I've never even seen Mary Poppins. Never seen it.
With Dick Van Dyke.
I was going to say kidnapped
children. I know that Dick Van Dyke's in it, and I know that, what's her name, the singer, I know she's in it, but I've never seen it.
Julie Andrews?
Julie Andrews, but I've never seen it. Current score, Tim, nothing. Scott, 4. Dan, 1. Limey, 1. Me, 2.
Ooh.
Okay. Tim, name one of the four main characters from Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters.
One of
just
the four
one.
Main?
He's talking about characters in the movie or their real names?
Not their real names, the characters, the actual Ghostbusters.
I just want to say that if we were playing by my rules, the score right now would be Scott 14, 4. I'm just going to say that for now. I remember it was Bill Murray, Harold Ramis...
The characters.
Marshmallow Man.
No.
I don't know any of the names. I don't know. I don't know any of the names.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Well, stop it.
All right.
Real.
Scott, can you name
Peter
one
Venkman.
Of... yes.
Winston. Egon.
Hold on a second. Right. What was Scott's answer?
Peter Venkman.
Peter Venkman.
Wasn't that?
Yeah, that was Bill Murray.
Yeah,
Bill Is that
Murray.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay, that's all my brother.
I don't even get the Bill clap anymore.
Current scores, you don't get any applause. Tim, 0, Scott, Bill. 5, Dan, 1, Limey, 1, me, 2.
Scott Tecumseh Sherman.
This is just
I got
becoming,
one more,
this
one
is
more
rigged.
Question, and it unfortunately goes to Scott.
Oh.
What children's book did Forrest Gump keep in his suitcase?
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
I actually know this one.
You do?
Yep.
I need an answer.
Apparently Tecumseh doesn't know it.
Okay. Gonna have to move on. And?
Pokey Little Puppy.
Oh. That's incorrect.
I don't have
one. I have no idea. It's where the sidewalk ends. So I just want to get to Tim so we can beat him.
No. Frank.
Green Eggs and Ham? I don't know.
Incorrect. Tim.
Curious George.
That is correct.
He's on the board. He's on the board.
Wow.
We don't need the tiebreaker. Ladies and gentlemen, much to everyone's shock, the winner with 5 points is, feel free to not applaud, Scott Sherman.
Thank you.
There you go.
Frank, I'm telling you, if we'd have played by my rules, it would be Scott 5, Team 5.
Yeah, let's do the tiebreaker.
What is the answer to the tiebreaker? I would like to know that.
The answer, and the closest person would have been Tim. The answer was 32 days as president.
Wow.
If it had been Scott versus Team, we would have won. That's all I'm saying.
How sad. Okay. How sad that all of us could barely have beat him.
Beaten him.
I know.
And the streak continues.
I'll tell you what, just as a courtesy, Scott Sherman did win, so what do you say we just all, let's just not applaud him.
Okay,
wrap it up, Bill.
All right.
I'm Bill Clavlin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All righty. Thank you, Bill. Bill Clavlin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Linda Tripp did pass away at 70, and the last time she and Monica Lewinsky spoke was 1998. They never spoke to each other again after that deal where Tripp recorded her, and Monica didn't know she was being recorded. And I never quite understood what that was about. I know that Linda Tripp didn't like that Clinton was a womanizer and that he, in her mind, sort of took advantage of, you know, women and young women and in a lot of people's minds. But she kind of made it her business and her mission. And I didn't realize how much Lewinsky hated her, but they never spoke again after 98. So she's gone at 70. I mentioned the match of the money, so thank you again to Don and to Bill. Hungary, the country of Hungary, is paying people to have kids. They are afraid that we're approaching a time where there'll be no pure Hungarians anymore, and so in order to keep the Hungarian bloodline going, they're paying and offering incentives for people to have kids, including like a minivan. Like if a young couple has kids, hey, here's a stipend for a minivan.
Well, you know, so Al Roboski is the mad Hungarian, and he's out of work right now, Dan. You think maybe he could find some work over there?
He's still firing. So, you know,
he might be able to sire some young Hungarians.
He could take Mike Shannon over there with him, and they could probably live it up.
Jim, you might need to shoot Alan a note and say, hey, got an idea for you.
I will.
And let's see, how much time do we have? I don't want to make Mr. Evans mad. Now, you know what I'm going to say? I have a really fun list of things that it's one of those, this recession from COVID-19 is so bad, and then people go, how bad is it? And then this would be some one-liners that somebody sent me who's a listener. They're great. We'll save them for Monday. Ladies, get in here, please. This show takes a while.
Ooh, that's nice.
To tell it right, so it was Mike, I believe, who had the birthday. Mike, happy birthday. You asked for this. Here we go. Couple, Mr. and Mrs. Schomburg. And folks, let me just say this. This was the favorite joke of a boss that I had years ago, general manager of a station. It's not necessarily to me the funniest joke ever, but it's just so flat out weird and bizarre that I think it's funny. So Mr. and Mrs. Schomburg are regulars at a Chinese restaurant, and they're greeted zealously every time they go by Wang, who is the owner of the restaurant, and it's the same routine every time they go, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Schomburg, good to see you again. Thanks for coming back in, Mr. Schomburg. Your wife look beautiful tonight. Mrs. Schomburg, you beautiful. She goes, well, thank you, Wang. You're always so nice and complimentary. I complimentary because I tell truth. You beautiful. Mr. Schomburg, look at her. How beautiful. You rucky. You rucky, rucky, rucky man. You ruckiest man on the earth. All regular table over here. He seats him. I'll be right back with water. And I know what you like. Regulars, you all, I love you. And Mrs. Schomburg, you a knockout. You people think he daughter. That how young you look. Mr. Schomburg, you rookie. And he goes, he gets their order, and they eat and they pay, and then they're back in there next weekend. Same thing. Oh, Mr. Schomburg, I saw on reservation list you coming in tonight. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Because it always are good to see you, Mr. Schomburg, because you're so beautiful. You are so, you look like a movie star. That how beautiful you. Wang, she says, well, thank you. That is so nice. He said, but to you, Mr. Schomburg, I hope you know, you rucky, rucky man, what you do without her. What you do without Mrs. Schomburg? What you life be like without her? Huh? Think about that, huh? You rucky. You ruckiest man alive. Because of Mrs. Schomburg. Look how beautiful she is. Look how nice she is. Rucky, I get your order. And he does, and they eat, and they pay, and they come in next time. Same thing. They come back again. Oh, it's the Schomburgs, Mr. and Mrs. Schomburg. Good to see you. Always good to see you, but especially good to lay eyes on you, Mrs. Schomburg, because you beautiful. You not beautiful, you gorgeous. Here what I describe you. Attractive, beautiful, gorgeous, hot. She says, that Wang, now that's enough. Thank you. You're always so generous with your compliments. Mr. Schomburg, I hope you know, no other man in the world, rookie, as you, to have her.
Missy, look at her. Look at her right now. Look at her. Look at her. Beautiful. Beautiful, gorgeous, attractive, hot, cute, pretty. All of those words describe her. You rucky, rucky man. What you do without her? Your life not even be worth living without her. I get your order. She gets their food. A couple weeks later, Mr. Schomburg comes in by himself. He saw Mr. Schomburg. Good to see you. Where Mrs. Schomburg tonight? She not feel well? She ill? He says, Wang, I don't even know how to tell you this. Mrs. Schomburg passed away. He goes, ah, you better off.
Get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique. You're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. All roads are closing in Tower Grove Park tomorrow. No vehicle traffic. And although the amount of accidents are currently down across the area, people are driving faster, and those accidents that we are having are more critical. Please slow down. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Setley Jewelers offers diamonds, jewelry, and lab-grown diamonds. To learn more about lab-grown diamonds, they have an educational exposé in the store.
When people come in, we can really sit down and show you those differences between a mine diamond and a lab-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are created above the earth instead of mined, but they're chemically and structurally identical as a diamond that has been mined from the ground.
Setley Jewelers in Town and Country, online at setley.com.
All right, we're going to jump right in here. I think you know that Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are closed. That is temporary. Gift cards are available all the time online at AnnieGunns.com. We will let you know as soon as things change. But for now, they are closed. Don't forget about the gift cards, and let's just flood them with business once things break open again. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans, everybody. What's shaking?
Oh, yeah, that was good, homie. I had a little beverage for myself, a little liquid.
Oh, not unusual.
Mm-hmm. Switching gears all week long, celebrities and foods they hate refuse to eat. Some say these foods make them sick. Today, name the name of the celebrity who hates and won't eat bananas. Hmm. Meryl Streep. Angelina Jolie, Tina Fey, Ariana Grande. Thank you. Love. By the way, is our boy back from being sick to his stomach?
Yes, Tim is fine. He's well.
Tim, you okay?
Little bad sushi, bro. I'm back in the saddle.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Love Nugget, David and Victoria Beckham Stein, 21-year-old Brooklyn. Has fallen in love with Miss Fort Knox. She's 25 years old. He's 21. Her name is Nicole Peltz. She's the daughter of Nelson Peltz. Nelson is part owner of Procter & Gamble, ooh, Wendy's hamburger chain,
wow,
Cisco Distributions,
oh boy,
Heinz Foods, ooh, Madison Square Garden, and many other conglomerates, making him worth, according to Forbes magazine, a little over $2 billion.
Good for him.
Nice catch.
Nicole already has a $62 million trust account, and she's hot. The relationship is so serious, Brooklyn has already had a new tattoo of Nicole.
Uh-oh.
I guess so, huh?
That's beautiful.
That's going to be the end of it, then?
Pardon me?
You get a tattoo of somebody you love on your body. It doesn't, like, if it's in a relationship, it doesn't last long. It might last a while, but inevitably, it's going to end. They just jinxed
really?
It. Yeah, man.
You think so? You think you
tattooed several
somebody saying that's kiss of death?
That is the kiss of death. Yep.
Well, Steve-O from Jackass, though, had a tattoo of himself having sex with an animal when he got drunk, and then he eventually had that like redone to like remask what the original tattoo was. So you can always kind of go back
because
in there.
Because Limey's right. He and the animal broke up. Apparently.
Yeah, they did. Right. Sex wasn't working out.
About right. Devo.
Steve-O
from Jackass. You're talking about Devo.
No, Steve-O, not Devo.
Steve-O. Oh, yeah, no, Devo. Whip it good.
Steve-O, Jackass Steve-O.
Devo was Whip It. Steve-O's from Jackass.
Right.
You must Whip It.
I'm trying to get that clear. Coronavirus stuff is Good Friday tomorrow. I'll be viewing Good Friday services from Desert Chapel via the Internet. Certainly not in person. And shame, shame, shame on that idiot preacher, Tony Snell of New Orleans, who says God will protect his people and is having a live in-person service.
Oh, he wants to do it. He wants to make it like Woodstock. Is that the guy?
That's the guy.
Yeah. Oh, what an idiot.
He should be arrested. He
should
be thrown in jail.
He definitely should be.
Absolutely. A lot of people calling Ellen DeGeneres a real scumball. You know, I've been telling you that for years. Ellen is screaming mad, mean to everybody because she doesn't feel she's been treated right. She says she's being treated like a criminal. She can't go to her studio. She's forced to stay on her 10-acre estate, basically hang out at her $27 million mansion. The only thing she can do is watch movies in her private theater, work out in her private gym, ride her horses.
Oh. Gee, get the hell out of here.
I have never liked her.
Did you hear what she said? Did you hear about the prison comment she made, Mike?
It's like living in a prison?
She said, my life is so horrible, it's like living in a prison. I wear the same clothes every day, and everybody here is gay.
She's an idiot.
Wow.
And she lives in a $27 million mansion.
What a bitch.
Now I feel better about not being able to stand her.
Listen to this. She's complaining because she has to shop for food after midnight when the stores close just for her.
Wow. How horrible.
45
seconds. Sorry, 45 seconds.
40
seconds. 38, 37 seconds. 30 seconds.
Movie on demand, you got to see this weekend on television, Trolls World Tour. I give it 4 stars. And who can eat bananas? Meryl Streep, Angelina Jolie, Ariana Grande, Tina Fey.
I'll say Ariana Grande.
Ariola Grande.
Ariola.
Ariola.
It's the good old Areola.
We got it.
Yeah.
We got it.
We all got it. Yeah.
We all got it. Woo.
We get it.
There he goes. Ellen DeGeneres. I just.
Screw
goodness.
Her.
I just. Two just
words.
Seems
would
so
you?
No.
No. So not with phony. Your seems so phony to me. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Thank you for being with us. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, dear.
Goodbye. Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24/7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
How about this coming down the wire? UFC 249, scheduled for April the 18th, 9 days from now, has been canceled. All UFC fights postponed also indefinitely, as Dana White told ESPN that high-level executives at the network and also Disney told them not to hold the fights here in California, which was supposed to take place next Saturday. Onward we go to the National Football League. L.A. Chargers have re-signed quarterback Michael Davis, a one-year contract in place. He'll get paid just over $3 million.
Been here.
Adam Schefter reporting.
Yeah. By the way, you're right.
Zach Moss,
good job on the
clean
joke.
Bill of health on a surgically repaired knee.
Change jokes
Kansas
like that.
City Chiefs re-signing quarterback Rashad Breeland to a one-year deal, $4.5 million coming his way. Major League Baseball, Colorado Rockies first baseman Mark Reynolds announced that he's retiring from the game. I'm David.